You're listening to SBS News.
1998 was a great year to be French.
Et but!
Et troisième but
d'Emmanuel Petit qui marque à la dernière minute.
That was the French commentator calling the 1998 Football World Cup final as France's Emmanuel Petit scored his country's third and final goal against Brazil to clinch the trophy. It was the second time France had hosted the global showpiece, but the first time the country had progressed to the decider. France's finest hour was Brazil's worst ever World Cup defeat at the time. The win sparked wild celebrations in France and in French homes around the world. Frédéric Tartour, along with his wife Dana and sons Maxime and Arnaud, are watching that famous victory again in their Sydney lounge room, and it still means so much 20 years later. Mr. Tartour says the World Cup victory changed the way French people related to football.
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. What happened during this, the final and after, the team on the Champs-Élysées, and I mean, it was absolutely amazing. Everybody was talking about it.
A dinner guest of the Tartours, Patrick Benamou, says the World Cup win came at a particularly poignant time for France, with Jean-Marie Le Pen still in charge of the nationalist National Front party.
Yeah, at the time, France had a lot of problems, social issues. The National Front, with the infamous Monsieur Le Pen, was on TV. And the French team, you know, we had Desailly from Africa, we had Thuram from Guadeloupe, Zidane, you know, is from Algeria. It really sealed the French nation.
The victory galvanized France, although there is no lack of unity in other areas of national life. Just as it is hard to separate the French from their football, it's also futile trying to part them from their culture.
So there's Chèvre and Comté, Brie, Cremon, Normandie, Bourgogne and Saint-Emilion, Bordeaux 2009 was.
That is Dana Tartour running through the cheese selection on offer for the night, followed by the wine selection. Each cheese is named after the region in France from which it originates. Dana, a seventh-generation Australian, met her husband in a hotel overseas in the mid-1990s. They've made their home in Sydney, but have ensured their sons were raised the French way. Dinner parties like this with friends and family help maintain that cultural connection. Dana Tartour says it's educational being married to a Frenchman.
It's an education. It's an education in culture. It's a very different culture. It's a very rich culture, and it's something to harness and to enjoy and to draw from so many traditions that I wasn't brought up with, and it's a lot of fun too.
The French appreciation and cultivation of the culinary arts is second to none, and the nation supports its football team, Les Bleus, with the same passion. Two European championships and a World Cup put France in the elite of world football. France can count among its stars names like Paul Pogba, Kylian Mbappe, Antoine Griezmann and Olivier Giroud. And grouped with Australia, Peru and Denmark at the World Cup in Russia, French hopes are high. So is the Tartour homestead confident Le Bleu can emulate the feats of 1998 when the tournament begins in June?
Oui, allez les bleus.
Allez les bleus. Allez les bleus.
Allez les bleus.
Allez les bleus.
A resounding yes. Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.